Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Interesting art installation in Eureka Springs.
Okay.
You know it's May Fine Arts Month.
Right. Yeah, it is.
And every year they come up with something fascinating. This year it's a project called Mugs.
Coffee mugs?
No.
Beer
faces.
Mugs. Oh.
John Rankin, who is an artist and photographer, convinced artists in Eureka Springs to come and have their photos taken, making silly faces.
How fun.
And then they kind of turned them into a postery black and white look, did a huge poster that says, like, John Rankin, photographer, May Fine Arts Month, and they put them up all over town. And they did it kind of sneakily.
So you won't know where they are or where you might see them.
And they appeared all at once on the morning of May 1st.
Okay.
Poof. Just like that. They're everywhere. And you will find interesting people that you didn't know. You knew the name. You didn't know the face. And this might not be the face they would have chosen for you to see. But how fun that they were willing to do it.
Good people over there in Eureka.
Absolutely. The exhibit continues through May, and then on the 24th, everybody's meeting at 3 o'clock at Basin Park. They're going to be handed magic markers.
And you get to draw
on
the pictures.
You get to go graffiti the posters.
Devil horns and mustaches.
How fun is that? Also going on the 11th, there's a student art wall unveiling at 2 o'clock. On the 12th, John Two Hawks is presenting his free Mother's Day concert at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. The White Street Art Walk is May 17th. Books in Bloom is May 19th at the Crescent Hotel. And the Basin Park Art Festival is May 25th. And they're opening a new music park in Eureka Springs, being unveiled by Trout Fishing in America. It's the North Main Street parking lot and city park.
Okay.
So you'll find out about that later in the month. And on the 25th, Trout Fishing in America will be in concert at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium at 7 in the evening. It'll be a fun month, and we'll have lots more in What's Up all month long. Also this afternoon, the Prima Trio plays as part of the Live on Stage in Northwest Arkansas season at 2 o'clock at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $5 for students and $30 for adults. It's Tawnytown Heritage Day from 1 to 4 o'clock in downtown Tawnytown.
Spaghetti?
I don't think so.
No.
But it's a nice thought.
Okay.
Jesus Christ Superstar wraps up at 2 o'clock at White Auditorium at Northwest Arkansas Community College. Tickets are $6 to $8. The Crawford County Chronicles series continues at the Drennan Scott Historic Site in Van Buren. This is a return to something I believe they started last fall, but it's the first one for the spring. Fred Williams will speak on Columbus, not the guy, the community that predated Van Buren. That's at 2 o'clock in Van Buren. There's a tableside theater show at 4 at Acoustic Mud in Bella Vista. It's got to be funny because the title's awesome.
What's the title?
Murder on the Oriental Rug.
Okay.
Gotta love it. $25 includes dessert.
As opposed to the Orient Express.
Exactly.
Yeah. Took me a second. Got it.
And Delbert McClinton, three-time Grammy winner, is back in Northwest Arkansas. I keep thinking this show is at the Amp, but it's not. It's at the Walton Arts Center. Starts at 7 o'clock. He's known for backing up blues greats such as Howlin' Wolf and Jimmy Reed. He just won a recent Grammy in Best Contemporary Blues Album category. And tickets are $25 to $75 for his show at 443-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
And Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.